Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a County Tyrone man missing since Saturday last is believed to be in Donegal. As part of the ongoing investigation into the murder of Lyra McKee, a number of searches were carried out today in the Chamberlain Street area of Derry. An investigation has been launched after a young man sustained serious facial injuries during an unprovoked attack in Letterkenny last week. And the chair of Donegal's JPC has called on the Garda Commissioner to allocate more resources to Letterkenny in a bid to curb a recent increase in antisocial behaviour in the town. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Sinn Féin's president insists her party's ready to find a way back to power sharing in the north. The leaders of the main political parties met today in a bid to get Stormont back up and running. The region's been without a properly functioning government for more than 2 years. But Mary Lou MacDonald says outstanding issues need to be resolved, including respecting equality and people's rights.
This can't just be all about process. It can't be about talking ourselves around in circles. It has to be about reaching resolution. So that's the good faith test, I think, for all of our parties, for all of our leaderships.
As part of the ongoing investigation into the murder of journalist Lyra McKee, a number of searches were carried out today in the Chamberlain Street area of Derry. Detectives from the PSNI's major investigation team seized a number of items for further investigation during the searches this morning. Police say while no arrests were made, inquiries are continuing. A County Tyrone man missing since Saturday last is believed to be in Donegal. William McConnell from the 5 Mile Town area was last seen at around 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon getting on a bus to Omagh, but ended up in Enniskillen before making his way to Donegal. Police say Mr. McConnell does not have his medication with him and his family are extremely worried. Anyone with information on Mr. McConnell's whereabouts is asked to contact the PSNI. The chair of Donegal's Joint Policing Committee has called on the Garda Commissioner to allocate more resources to Letterkenny in a bid to curb a recent increase in antisocial behaviour in the town. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says he has been inundated with complaints from members of the public and demands for more Garda resources to be made available to police the town. Councillor McMonagall believes a more effective approach is needed by Gardaí on the ground.
Over recent months, we record a lot of antisocial activity, and while it all might be on the lower end of scale, it is starting to build and it is affecting many areas across the town, right from the bottom of the town to the very top of it. I've wrote to the Chief Superintendent about this, and I've also wrote to the Commissioner of the Gardaí and requesting further resources for Donegal, but in particular Letterkenny. What we need is a more robust community policing unit here within the town. A number of years ago, we had up to 6, maybe 8 Garda on the community policing, and today we're down with 2. Whilst I know the Garda resources are heavily stretched at the moment, I think that if we put more resources into our community policing unit, that this will in many ways decrease the amount of antisocial behaviours happening.
And have you got any feedback from the Gardaí in relation to increasing patrols or anything?
At this stage, what they're saying is that they're trying their best with the resources that they have. But we've seen this and we've heard this in working with the local communities and talking to residents and all. Garda guards driving in and out of the estates is not effective policing. And what people would like to see is what we once had here in the town, which we have Gardaí on the beat, out, engaging with and talking to young people, talking to the local residents. And whilst we have many new neighbourhood watch committees set up right across the town, it's not a substitute for proper community policing. And that's what I am pushing for, and I am lobbying both here locally with the Chief Superintendent and nationally to get more resources into Donegal.
The government has officially given the go-ahead for the National Broadband Plan. A preferred bidder for the contract has been appointed to roll out high-speed internet access to 1.1 million people. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Cabinet approved the plan after a much longer than expected meeting, which may suggest that all was not rosy around the table. We know that the Department of Public Expenditure hasn't always been convinced the €3 billion price tag for the project is good value for money, but officials in the Department of Communications have looked at other plans and think this is the right choice, and that other options would have cost more and taken longer. It means that high-speed broadband will be rolled out to every home and business in the country over the next 25 years. The first new homes will be connected in 2020, but some may have to wait years still to be on the grid. In the first year of the plan, 300 broadband connection points will be set up around the country, meaning that while people might not have broadband in their own home, they will have somewhere close they can go to work, reducing the need to travel to big urban areas to get connection. But there's still some disquiet over the €3 billion price tag as we wait on the official announcement and more details from the government.
An investigation has been launched after a young man sustained serious facial injuries during an unprovoked attack in Letterkenny last week. Gardaí say the incident occurred on Wednesday night last at around 10 o'clock in the upper Main Street area of the town. Sergeant Una Walsh is asking anyone with information to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny.
A young male badly assaulted outside a takeaway restaurant, upper Main Street area, Letterkenny, and he received bad facial injuries. Again, this would appear to be an unprovoked assault. So again, we're appealing for information in relation to the matter. That's last Wednesday night. People might have been out, you know, coming up the bank holiday, maybe students out before holiday period, taxi drivers or anybody in the town. Again, Upper Main Street area, Wednesday the 1st of May, approximately 10:15 p.m.
And how many assailants do you believe to be involved in that?
One, I think, at the stage, Greg. Okay. Yes.
And was there any weapons used?
No, a physical assault by a punch.
Gardaí are also investigating after a vehicle was set alight in Letterkenny in the early hours of yesterday morning. Extensive damage has been caused to the car, which was parked in the Meadowbank area of the town. Sergeant Walsh is also urging anyone who may have been in the area between 4 and 4:30 a.m. yesterday morning and saw anything suspicious to come forward.
The car was set on fire and the fire brigade were called. A lot of damage was caused to the car at the time. Again, nobody was hurt. So basically, if you're in the area of time, you know, during the time that people maybe had gone home from socialising, the bank called the weekend, taxis maybe in the area. So again, if you saw anything suspicious in the Meadowbank or the Long area of Letterkenny, Sunday night, morning between 4 a.m. and 4:30 a.m.
Teething problems as part of planned works by Irish Water are to blame for long delays experienced by motorists travelling into Letterkenny this morning. Traffic gridlock was reported on the main approach road into the town as only one out of the four lanes was open between the Jarry Arch and Polestar roundabouts. The traffic management plan was to have two lanes open at all times on a rotating basis to facilitate effective traffic flow. Speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, spokesperson for Irish Water, John McElwain, admitted that the plan was not implemented this morning.
Like, our plan had been to have two lanes open on the way in going into Letterkenny to accommodate the morning rush and to use the other two lanes in the four lane, one for our own roadworks and the other one for the traffic leaving Letterkenny. We had commenced setting out the traffic management at 4 o'clock this morning as part of that when we're traffic management contractor setting that out. He reduces the traffic just to one lane to ensure the safety of his own workers so they can work safely. He, as it turned out, there wasn't sufficient time to set out all of the traffic management, and so there was a bottleneck left of one lane from the Dry Arch, I think it was, to around the Apple Green. Now, I suppose that was that was a teething problem on our first day out. And we have been assured by our contractor that won't happen again.
The British government's conceded it can't get its Brexit deal through Parliament in time to avoid European elections on the 23rd of May. Theresa May's effective deputy, David Lidington, has confirmed they'll definitely go ahead. Speaking before cross-party talks with Labour resume, Mr. Lidington says attempts are being made to get an EU withdrawal agreement ratified by the start of July.
But we will be redoubling our efforts and talks with MPs of all parties to try to make sure that the delay after that is as short as possible. Ideally, we'd like to be in a situation where those MEPs from the UK never actually have to take their seats in the European Parliament.
In response to today's announcement of over £100 million in funding as part of an economic package for the Derry City and Strabane District area, Foyle MP Alicia McCallion believes a financial commitment from the Irish Government is essential in transforming the whole region. £50 million has been sanctioned today for a city deal, while £55 million will go towards an inclusive future fund. It's anticipated following the announcement that match funding will be announced by the Northern Ireland Executive. The Foyle MP says today is only the first step.
This is a very good solid first step and much needed investment into the region. But it is only that. It is only a first step. As your listeners will know, we in Sinn Féin have been arguing for a considerable amount of time for a package that looks at all of the regional imbalances in the Northwest, including Donegal. And we know, and we have been in regular conversations with the Irish government and pushing them to put forward their own proposals and invest into the Northwest to complement today's good announcement. As I say, it's a very good first step, but there's much more work to be done.
And in terms of today's announcement, that funding package, where do we know exactly is it going to be distributed?
So the funding that was announced today by the British government is solely for the youth in the Derry City and Strabane District Council area, but it will be looking at the strategic projects that we are all familiar with in the Northwest. So you're talking about the McGee expansion and other strategic projects. As I say, it's very important that the Irish government come in as well, and the A5 is another strategic project that we've been pushing to see the commencement of that.
A planning application has been formally submitted for the redevelopment of Burtonport Harbour in West Donegal. It's understood the project, estimated to be in the region of €3 million, will tackle a number of issues, including limited parking at the pier and the need for better facilities for both the fishing community and tourists. Local councillor Mary Tres Gallagher says pressure must be put on the government to deliver the funding needed to get the project off the ground.
When we go to put this proposal back to the government for funding in August, with all planning permissions in place, that we would actually get funding and move the project forward to the next stage. As I say, it's a transformative project. It deals with an awful lot of issues. The first project that was that the public consultation in Burtonport, over 67 people attended the public consultation, and a number of issues are raised regarding the needs of the fishing industry in Burtonport, the needs of the island community in Burtonport, the needs of the community and the needs of businesses in Burtonport. And this new proposal actually deals with an awful lot of those issues. And I would be hopeful that it will get support within the community in Burtonport.
And I'm sure from your perspective and other elected representatives in the area, it will be imperative to keep the pressure on the government so that funding is delivered.
Yes, we need funding into West Donegal. We need funding in every village in West Donegal. However, Burtonport is one of those villages that had seen no funding, public funding. But we've had an awful lot of private investment in Burtonport, and I think that it's only right that the government now should follow suit and show that there's hope, and show that they have confidence in the village of Burtonport. And I think that this project will go an awful way of helping the businesses that are already in Burtonport, but also maybe entice people to take a risk and start another new business in the area. And I suppose look into the future and keeping that fishing industry alive as well.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny, with the new Adidas Messi range now available, including jerseys, jackets, bottoms and boots. See in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. We're starting with soccer, and Rhian Brewster could be handed his Liverpool debut in the white heat of European competition tonight. The 19-year-old striker has been included in their squad for tonight's Champions League semi-final second leg with Barcelona at Anfield. Liverpool are without Roberto Firmino and Mo Salah, and they trail Barcelona by 3-0. Manager Jurgen Klopp thinks they still have hope.
Generally in football it makes sense against Barcelona, especially if you have a chance, you better use it, because probably will not come up 500 times in a game, and they will use their chances on the other end side. So That's it.
Kickoff tonight is at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere, Bournemouth goalkeeper Mark Travers has been included in the 30-man Republic of Ireland squad that'll train in Portugal later this month. It's Travers' second appearance in the Irish squad and comes days after a superb Premier League debut at home to Spurs. Alan Brown, Callum Robinson and Shane Long all return after missing the recent Euro 2020 games through injury. Shamrock Rovers midfielder Jack Byrne also earns a call-up. Travers' performance against Spurs came as no surprise to Ireland manager Mick McCarthy.
It is understanding his personality as well, how he handled being in the first team squad when he came. He was very calm about it, very mature for a 19-year-old young man. Really calm individual, trained that way, didn't get flustered. Listened to everything that was said to him, but certainly by Alan Kelly, and Alan Kelly thought he was excellent. So it wasn't a surprise to me that he handled it.
Spurs, meanwhile, have lodged an appeal against the red card handed out to Heung-Min Son in Saturday's Premier League defeat to Bournemouth. Now, the South Korean forward was shown a straight red card for a shove on Jefferson Lerma. Spurs went on to lose the game 1-0. And Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has been handed the Premier League Manager of the Month for April. He's now just one game away from guiding City to consecutive top flight titles. And Leicester striker Jamie Vardy, he took the Players Prize, scoring 5 goals last month. Back at home, the FAI and Sport Ireland are sitting down with a delegation from UEFA to discuss governance issues at the FAI today. Ria Walsh, the association's interim CEO, says they welcome the meeting and the support and insight which UEFA will provide to their governance review group. Sport Ireland CEO John Tracy added that UEFA's delegates can offer input that will have real significance in the reform of the FAI. Up in the Irish League tonight, there's a couple of games in the playoff semi-finals for a Europa League spot. Cliftonville, they host Coleraine, and Glenavon, they host Glentoran. Both those games kick off at 7:45. And then a show in league tonight, the Buncrana Credit Union Cup quarter-final is on Greencastle. They play Glengiad. And in the Hannon Green Insurance's Father O'Gara Cup semi-final, Cockhill Reserves, they play Cockhill Youths. The Donegal League tonight, the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division, Capri Rovers, they play Kildrum Tigers. All those games kick off at 7 o'clock. In schools football today, the FAI Schools First Year Girls National Cup semi-final. It was good news for Cairn Donagh Community School today. They defeated Dominican College Taylor's Hill by a goal to nil. Aoife McCarron was the goal scorer for Cairn Donagh. In horse racing, Pat Smullen says he's putting his health and family first as he confirmed his retirement. The 9-time Irish flat champion jockey is calling time on his career on medical grounds. The Offaly native won both the Epsom and Irish derbies among 12 classic wins, but recently completed treatment for pancreatic cancer. In rugby, Munster have been dealt a double blow with the news that Gerry Flannery and Felix Jones have rejected new contracts with the province. Flannery says he's leaving a dream job after 5 years in the coaching staff, while Jones says they're committed to landing this year's Pro 14 title. Former hooker Flannery joined Anthony Foley's coaching staff in 2014, with attack coach Jones coming on board in 2016. Both will leave at the end of the season, with head coach Johan van Graan saying he's very disappointed to see them go. And Paddy Jackson has signed for London Irish. The out half has spent this season with top 14 side Perpignan after his Ulster contract was revoked in April of last season. Jackson will be working again with former Ireland coaches Declan Kidney and Les Kiss, and with the Exiles recently promoted to the English Premiership. In cycling, Ireland's Eddie Dunbar has been included in the Team Ineos squad for the Giro d'Italia. The former Aqua Blue rider replaces Egan Bernal, who suffered a broken collarbone last week. This year's Giro gets underway in Bologna on Saturday. And finally, for this evening in golf, Leona Maguire set to play the first major of her career. The Cavan woman won a 36-hole qualifier in Arizona to seal a place in the US Women's Open in South Carolina. Stephanie Meadow, she also tees it up in that tournament. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the jurors in the Anna Creashall trial have heard from the parents of one of the two boys accused of murdering her. Boy A also denies an aggravated sexual assault on the 14-year-old schoolgirl at a derelict farmhouse in Dublin last May. Our court's correspondent Frank Rennie has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
It is the prosecution's case that Boy A violently sexually assaulted and murdered Anna Creashall after his friend Boy B allegedly lured her from her home in Leixlip, County Kildare on the evening of May 14th last year. Boy A's father said his son returned home at around 6 p.m. that day. He said he was shaking and standing uncomfortably and he noticed blood on his lip and clothes. His mother said he was limping and was very, very pale and shaking. He claimed he'd been attacked in a nearby park by two older youths. A complaint was made and the Garda signed to check CCTV footage from the park said he didn't see anyone who matched the descriptions of his alleged attackers. When a DNA sample was later taken from him, the court heard he told Gardaí that Anna had put her hand across his shoulder and chest. She was still being treated as a missing person at the time. Her naked body was found in a derelict farmhouse in Lucan the following day. Frank Graney, the Central Criminal Court.
Donegal had the highest number of social housing refusals outside of Dublin, the Dublin area, in recent years. Figures obtained under the Freedom of Information Act have revealed that between 2016 and 2018, Donegal had a total of 344 refusals over the two-year period. Councillor Marsha McDermott says there needs to be a complete overhaul in how social housing is delivered to rural areas. He believes that if social housing units were not confined to urban areas, there would be a drastic change in those refusal figures.
At local authority level and at municipal level, it's something that we've been discussing now for quite a while, the level of refusal rates of social housing. I think that the whole system needs to be looked at, because in Donegal, the reason for a lot of these refusals are that people who are living in rural parts of the county would still like to live in rural parts of the county, but are stuck in a situation where they are given no real options but to put towns, the bigger towns, down in their application forms. And then when it comes to being getting houses in these towns, some families then don't really want to leave that rural part to go to towns to live. So I think that the whole system, the way it's done, the way that the applications are done, they're all done to suit the bigger towns and to suit the cities like Dublin and Limerick and Galway. And we need to start looking at a different type of application form or a different option that people have to be able to, you know, put a couple of different places down but in a way that gives them an opportunity to get houses in rural Ireland. If we don't start building houses in rural Ireland, the same problem is going to keep happening.
For weather now, further outbreaks of rain this evening, mainly dry at first tonight, with lowest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees and mostly moderate easterly breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, as part of the ongoing investigation into the murder of Lyra McKee, a number of searches were carried out today in the Chamberlain Street area of Derry. Detectives from the PSNI's major investigation team seized a number of items for further investigation during the searches this morning. A County Tyrone man missing since Saturday last is believed to be in Donegal. William McConnell from the 5 Mile Town area was last seen at around 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, getting on a bus to Oma but ended up in Enniskillen before making his way to Donegal. The chair of Donegal's Joint Policing Committee has called on the Garda Commissioner to allocate more resources to Letterkenny in a bid to curb a recent increase in antisocial behaviour in the town. Councillor Jeremy McMonagall says he has been inundated with complaints from members of the public and demands for more Garda resources to be made available to police the town. And an investigation has been launched after a young man sustained serious facial injuries during an unprovoked attack in Letterkenny last week. Garda say the incident occurred on Wednesday night last at around 10 o'clock in the Upper Main Street area of the town. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, May the 7th. The death has taken place of Catherine Elizabeth Kathleen Sayers, née Holland. Funeral from her late home, 37 Donegal Road, Donamana, on Thursday afternoon at 1:15, followed by service in Donamana Presbyterian Church at 2:00. Burial afterwards in Mountcastle Cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations to Donamana Presbyterian Church, care of Mr. William Cahoon, 38 Castle Warren Road, Donamana, County Tyrone. The death has taken place of Kathleen Gill, Highbury, London, and formerly Maharabeg, Burnfoot. Her remains will be reposing at her sister Laura Gillespie's home, Maharabeg, Burnfoot, from 9:00 tonight. Funeral on Friday morning, leaving at 10:15, going to St. Mary's Church, Fawn, for Requiem Mass at 11:00, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations are new to the Mater Hospital, Crumlin Road, Dublin, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Sean Bonner, Calhame Convoy. Remains reposing at his late residence from 6:00 this evening. Funeral on Thursday morning at 11:00 in St Mary's Church Convoy. Interment afterwards in the Old Cemetery Convoy. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu of desire to Medical 3 Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Jean Shields, née Callaghan, Lennonview, Remelton. Remains reposing at the residence of her niece, Kim Gallagher, 28 Colnakill Rectory Road, Remelton, from 7:00 this evening. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11:00 in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Paediatrics Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Nancy Duffin, 40 Solomon's Hill, Glencar, Letterkenny, formerly of New Line Road, Letterkenny. Nancy's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St Junan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10:00. Interment afterwards in the family plot in Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations of wish to Arshview Lodge Residence Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Agnes Jameson, 11 Strabane Road, Newton Stewart. Friends are welcome to call at her late home. Service of Thanksgiving to be held at Arstraw Parish Church, Newton Stewart, tomorrow afternoon at 2:00, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Arstraw Parish Church, care of Hazel Clark, Holmview Heights, Newton Stewart. The death has taken place of Sarah Sally O'Hare, née Coyle, 20 Oakfield Road, Derry. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:20, going to St. Eugene's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10:00. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. And the death has taken place of Thomas McClure, Ard Breed, Carndonagh. Remains reposing at Carndonagh Community Hospital Chapel of Rest, with viewing today until 9:00. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.